From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Thanks for joining me for this Hour of Jazz. We'll open the program with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, the 1991 incarnation of the Dave Brubeck Quartet, with Dave Brubeck, of course, on piano, Bill Smith on clarinet, Jack Six bass, and drummer Randy Jones. This is from a CD on Music Masters called Once When I Was Very Young. The album, a reflective look back on some of the pop standards that Dave recalled from his childhood, as well as a couple of originals with a nostalgic feel. This is one of the standards, however, Gone with the Wind.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's music of Edvard Grieg, as interpreted by a jazz trio, the European Jazz Trio. Mark van Ruin, piano, Franz van der Hoven, bass, and Roy Dacus, drums. The trio exploring the fusion of jazz and classical music, sometimes referred to as the third stream. From a compilation of their work on the Japanese Emidai label The Best of Classics, we heard their interpretation of Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite No. 1, one of two orchestral suites Grieg composed from the incidental music that he wrote for the Henrik Ibsen play Peer Gynt. Before that, music from guitarist Joe Pass from 1964 and his tribute album to Django Reinhardt, For Django, with John Paisano, rhythm guitar, Jim Hewitt, bass, and Colin Bailey, drums, and we listen to Cole Porter's Night and Day. And we began the set with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, Gone with the Wind, from Once When I Was Very Young. We'll open this set with another quartet, this time co-led by American bassist Mark Johnson and Brazilian pianist Eliana Elias, from their 2012 release on ECM, Swept Away, with Joe Lovano on tenor sax and drummer Joey Barron. This one's called Moments. Thank you.
Down with love, the flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. I take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Moon and June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, yes, take it away, away. Take it away, take it away. I give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove down with love. Flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. Moon and June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, let's take it away, away. Take it away, take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese, please. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove down with love. Down with love.
Going back to 1965 for the Miles Davis Quintet, when Miles was a Columbia recording artist, and the album ESP. Miles, of course, on trumpet, Wayne Shorter, tenor sax, Herbie Hancock, piano, Ron Carter, bass, and Tony Williams, drums. We heard one of Miles' contributions to the session, Joshua. Before that, Curtis Stigers, vocalist and tenor sax player. Some of you might recognize that name if you were a fan of R&B and pop music in the early 90s. That's where he got his start, with tunes like I Wonder Why and Never Saw a Miracle, but he eventually abandoned the realm of pop in favor of straight-ahead jazz. From his Concord Records release, Secret Heart, he's joined by Larry Goldings on piano, Anthony Wilson guitar, Gilbert Castellanos trumpet, John Clayton bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. We heard Harold Arlen's Down With Love. And we got things underway this time with Mark Johnson and Eliana Elias from their collaboration Swept Away. We heard Moments. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. It's great to have your company this hour. And we'll begin the hour's final set with a track from the Jazz Crusaders from their debut LP from 1961, Freedom Sound. And this piece also now available as part of an extensive 6-CD box set on Mosaic, entitled The Pacific Jazz Quintet Studio Sessions. Jazz Crusaders recorded exclusively for Pacific Jazz from 1961 to 1970. And the core members of the band were Wilton Felder, tenor sax, Wayne Henderson, trombone, Joe Sample, piano, and Styx Hooper on drums, with various bass players, and the original bass player being Jimmy Bond. This is the opening track, The Geek. Thank you. Another tune from the Cole Porter songbook, I Love You, as played by Herbie Mann on flute and Bill Evans on piano, from the album Nirvana, featuring Bill's working trio of the early 60s, Chuck Israels, replacing the late Scott LaFaro on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. Sessions recorded for Atlantic Records in 1961 and 62, respectively. Before that, another track from the Atlantic Archives, this time from Gary Burton and a vibes solo, recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland in 1971 and released as part of the album Alone at Last, combining tracks from that Montreux session as well as studio tracks recorded in New York City, featuring Gary not only on vibes but also piano and organ. We heard the medley of Green Mountains and Arise, Her Eyes. And we got things underway with Jazz Crusaders, The Geek, originally from 1961's Freedom Sound, also part of the box set, The Pacific Jazz Quintet Studio Sessions. Thus concluding this hour of the Jazz Scene, I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Do join me again for more of the best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.